During this third UPR cycle, the National Council of Human Rights continued to develop actions so as to continue to strengthen the enjoyment of human rights, with the spearheading role of organizations and social movements, as well as the support of the United Nations system. The National Plan for Human Rights was implemented successfully in this third cycle. In 2016, we designed 545 indicators to follow up on it. The projects, actions, and necessary resources for its implementation were included in the respective operative plans of the state policies. In 2020, we carried out an inclusive investigation on the fulfillment of the national plan. We determined that 93% of the actions stipulated therein were either fully or partially implemented. With the support of UNICEF, we carried out an adaptation of the plan for boys, girls, and adolescents. Currently, we are working on designing the consultation of the second National Human Rights Plan with the technical assistance of the Office of the High Commissioner. The recommendations that will be accepted as a result of this UPR cycle shall be included in this new plan. As part of the National Human Rights Plan, the state institutions carried out over 1,200 training and capacity-building activities aimed at civil servants, including the police officers and military staff, as well as justice system workers. In addition, the theme of human rights has been included as part of a continuous education in specialized centers training state civil servants. Approximately 168,000 people participate per annum in education activities in the area of human rights in these establishments. The Constitution asks the state to adopt measures and positive efforts to benefit people that are in conditions of vulnerability and exclusion. Through a legislative approach that is broad, Venezuela guarantees equalness and freedom from discrimination, creating institutions that design and implement public policies to ensure that this right prevails. In 2017, the president handed down the basic rules for actions of civil servants in the area of human rights. And in 2021, the National Assembly approved a law on this very subject. In keeping with these instruments, civil servants must abstain from carrying out any type of activity or behavior that discriminates based on any circumstance that might have as a goal or as a result to undermine the recognition or enjoyment of human rights. Venezuela continues to implement policies for integration for the victims of violations of human rights and of any type of political violence that may have transpired in the country. In August 2017, we created the Commission for Truth, Justice, Peace, and Public Calm, with the goal of investigating acts of violence on political grounds and to contribute to shedding light on truth and to guarantee proper care for victims. The Commission gave comprehensive reparation measures to 228 direct or indirect victims. In 2021, the National Assembly started a discussion on the law for the comprehensive integration of the reparation of victims. In addition, it created the Commission to guarantee justice and reparation for victims of crimes against human rights. Venezuela recognizes that this important contribution is carried out by civil society organizations as well as human rights defenders. One of the five main thrusts of the human rights plans was aimed at promoting the participation of all types of social organization in this area. In addition, the Federal Council of Human Rights has kept open forums for dialogue and ongoing communication with human rights defenders and organizations. Thank you.